This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators filled Hong Kong's international airport on Monday, forcing the cancellation of all flights. On the streets of Hong Kong earlier Monday, enraged protesters blocked roads and defied police orders to disperse after riot officers fired tear gas and non-lethal ammunition at fleeing crowds. Hong Kong's deputy commissioner says he will continue deploying officers against what he refers to as violent protesters.
As long as there are violent protesters, if they are aiming to use deadly force against any other people, we will try our best to do investigation and have them apprehended.
Dozens of injuries were reported. New Trump administration rules are taking effect today that might make it more difficult for some immigrants to become American citizens. AP's Sagar Magani has that story.
Federal law already requires immigrants seeking green cards and legal status to prove they will not be a burden to the nation. The new rules kicking in today detail just what could disqualify them. They could deny green cards to those who use Medicaid, food stamps, or other forms of public assistance. Citizenship and immigration officers will weigh those factors along with things like education and income in deciding who gets legal status. It's one of the administration's most aggressive efforts to restrict legal immigration and is part of a push to focus on immigrant skills. Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Korea says it's removing Japan from a list of trusted trade partners to a new category that brings more restrictions on exports of sensitive goods. The move is the latest in a back-and-forth trade dispute between the two countries, which has included Japan dropping South Korea from its own list of preferred trading partners. For the latest news around the clock, visit us at voanews.com. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is promising a thorough investigation into the apparent suicide of Jeffrey Epstein, a disgraced financier who is awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. Barr says those accusing Jeffrey Epstein of sexual abuse will not be forgotten.
Any co-conspirators should not rest easy. The victims deserve justice, and they will get it.
The manner in which he died remains a mystery, but guards on Jeffrey Epstein's unit reportedly were working extreme overtime shifts to make up for staffing shortages the morning of his apparent suicide. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
A person familiar with the operations tells the Associated Press that the Metropolitan Correctional Center's special housing unit was staffed with one guard working a fifth straight day of overtime and another who was working mandatory overtime. The person spoke on condition of anonymity. The lockup remains so short-staffed that the BOP is offering correctional officers a $10,000 bonus to transfer there from other federal lockups. That's along with a so-called recruitment incentive that amounts to 10% of new guards' first-year salaries. I'm Mike Hempen.
It's been a year since an Ebola outbreak started the Democratic Republic of Congo's eastern region. Since then, 2,500 cases have been reported and more than 1,800 people have died. Now, local faith leaders are taking the fight against the deadly virus into churches and other religious institutions. VOA's Auster Malivika and Aida Issa report.
The DRC's 10th Ebola outbreak was declared last August. Since then, more than 2,500 cases have been reported, with 1,800 deaths. But the message coming from the pulpit is that Ebola is not a death sentence.
If you are found to have been infected with Ebola in early stages, you can survive death. There are people who have been cured of Ebola.
Meanwhile, Congo's health ministry, partnering with the World Health Organization, has embarked on a vaccination program. Currently, the only people authorized to receive the vaccine are health workers and people who might have come in contact with other victims. Officials hope that preaching the gospel of good health can slow the advance of the deadly disease. For Auster Malivika in Goma, DRC, I'm Aida Issa, VOA News.
And the latest round of talks between the Taliban and the United States on a deal to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan has ended. There have been no statements on the outcome of the talks. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.